crazy, but that's how it goes. Those are the words of Ozzy Osbourne, and this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Welcome to episode, I don't have it up, 72.
72.
Of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. I'm just keeping journey, because I'm not taking any more flack from you people.
It's better. It's just better. It's better that way.
So we had wine tonight, but we don't have any in front of us right now. But we did have some with our sushi.
Yes. And I have no idea. You can't make me say the name of it because I never saw the bottle. It was a Riesling, though.
It was. It was a.
That's all I know.
Riesling Cabernet.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I'll be drinking more of it tomorrow. I think I'm just going to drink all day tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Just booze it up.
Just booze it up.
All day.
Well, it's Saturday night. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Right.
So I guess you could do whatever you want.
I'm going to have you wait on me hand and foot. Bring me.
That doesn't really sound like me.
Maybe I'll have Michaela do it.
Well, you know she'll be attached to you either way.
That's true. That is true.
Well,
so we have water.
Water in front of us. A delicious 2019 vintage water. Thankfully.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, let's just jump into the FMC rewind and what's going on? Views from the couch.
Why'd
you laugh at me?
It's just because I really don't have like a lot of views because I've been so busy with work that my TV watching has really, you know, it's been hindered. Like, I've been getting my shows in. I'm just not able to pay attention because I've been working so much. Like, not even my half pay attention where, like, I can write down notes and stuff like that. It's like, honestly, I've watched all my shows. I'm caught up on everything, but I can't think of a single, like, it's all like a blur to me of what's been going on. Except the Real Housewives of Potomac came back. So that's exciting. You know, that came back this week. So, and we're in the Vanderpump Rules reunion time. And that happened Monday night, and it's three parts, which is unusual for them. They usually do two parts, but I'm pretty sure it's a three-part series. And, I mean, it's just nonstop fighting. I mean, and usually, like, they're, like, the more normal reunions. Like, there's always fighting during reunions because that makes for good TV. But after the reunions, like, these guys usually go out to dinner. Like, they're, like, still friends. Like, I hear after the reunion there's, like, a lot of tension and stuff, so...
Is there a show called After the Reunion?
No. It's called Season 2.
Oh. And that's where they just pick it up?
They pick it up very quickly after the reunions. Typically, they start filming again, so.
Are they recording these people all year long then? Or is
no,
it just certain
they
seasons?
Take they take a long time. Like, so they film the season, and then they take like a few months before they do the reunion.
Oh.
So the reunion airs pretty close to when the season ends. So they like film it during the summertime. Like Vanderpump was summertime to fall, I want to say. And then they just filmed the reunion like a month or so ago.
Hmm.
So
you know, I often, like when we'll have something, I'll say save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think they say save it for the show?
Save it for the show. Probably.
Do you think they're drama free like the rest of the time?
Yes, probably. Yeah, I would think so.
And then they just kind of shove it all into this 2 months
this,
or
the three
whatever,
months of
3 months of filming.
Of filming, yeah, probably. They're probably like the bestest of friends and boring people.
Is it still called filming even though it's all digital? Probably.
It's still filming.
Still
I feel.
Filming.
Yeah. So, but I haven't been on the treadmill. I haven't gotten into my new normal routine of where I can like go during lunch or anything like that, just because it's just a horrible time for me with work. So trying.
Have you talked to Andy?
No, I haven't talked to Andy either. Like, I haven't had a chance. Like, I didn't leave the house at all this week. Like, usually my boss always gives me a hard time because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take my lunch and go to Costco. I didn't go to Costco. I didn't go to Michael's. I didn't do anything this week. It was pretty crazy. It's a little unacceptable. I don't appreciate it.
The 10K Corn Classic.
Yeah.
Is in 140 days. So.
Oh, that seems like it's not that far away. Oh, plenty of time. Plenty of time.
This is simple math. 140 divided by 7. Yeah. 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
So I feel like base building.
Yeah.
Needs to start soon for you.
Probably. Like in 5 weeks or so. At the very late, very latest, I would say.
Maybe before that.
Well, my work should be calm in 4. Wait, what day? No, wait. 4. 4 weeks. Like work should calm down, I feel.
I hate when work gets in the way.
It really does. It's really...
Especially if TV, because Linda's going to not be happy about this.
Well, she has been, she went back to... She's taking classes, online classes. And so she's been falling behind because she's been having to study for it. She's got exams this week. So she's been studying. So she's been falling behind. And she said the most horrible thing the other day. She said she might be past reality TV. Like, over it.
I would think that that is just part of a person's growth.
No, she still loves her court shows. So I'm like, well, what's the difference? Like, so she loves court shows. So she loves like Judge Judy, Hot Bench, all those like court shows. Like that's like her, like she watches those hours of those shows, like has hours of DVR court shows. And she's like, I think I'm just going to watch my, she made a comment that she might be over reality TV. And might just focus on the court shows. I'm like, I don't know what we would talk about anymore. I'm like, what are we going to say to each other? I mean, I guess we still have Grey's, which this last episode of Grey's was amazing. Because I still watch that. That got renewed for 2 more seasons. It's amazing. I didn't think there's that much tragedy in Seattle that they can keep going with it. I thought it'd be over like after 1 more maybe, but 2 more seasons. So, but I miss my Frankie and June. Oh, I did watch my...
Frankie and what?
I'm sorry. Frankie. That's a movie, actually. Grace and Frankie.
Oh, okay.
Frankie and June's actually, yeah. With Johnny. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was in the movie. Anyways, I watched my book club, which was now no longer a book club because we don't read the books. We watch movies. Highwaymen. You watched that, right?
Yeah, on the Netflix.
On the Netflix. That was so good. Everyone loved it. Except for Laura. Laura and Todd. Laura thought it was boring. She thought it moved too slowly. I'm like, well, it takes the course of like... I mean, that whole scenario was like over the course of like 10 days or something like that. But it was very good. For anyone looking for... About Bonnie and Clyde. And it's about the highwayman that... essentially, the Texas Rangers that hunt down Bonnie and Clyde and eventually kill them. So
I had to try to just...
It's Frankie and June, right?
Well, I Googled Frankie and June movie.
Yeah.
Nothing comes up.
No.
No. So I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a movie. Frankie and June. I'm almost positive that it was Frankie. With Johnny Depp. Right? Mm. Or is it Christian Slater?
I'm going to go with Benny and June.
Benny and June. That's it.
June is spelled J-O-O-N.
Yes. Benny and June. Is it Johnny Depp or Christian Slater?
There's an eccentric Johnny Depp.
Johnny
in it.
Depp. Johnny, I was right the first time.
But Benny is not Johnny Depp.
No.
That's Aidan Quinn. And who cares for his mentally disturbed sister, June.
Yeah.
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yep.
Also welcomes the eccentric Sam, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah.
All right, well, back in the 1993, Benny and June.
Benny and June. Yeah, I watched it in high school. I was high school back then. So, anyways.
Don't say that.
You weren't in high school.
No.
So, yeah. So, that's what's going on. So, probably need to get in touch with Andy. Probably should start thinking about when we want to start the training and stuff. I'm in Atlanta this week, so I feel like that's not going to happen this week. So we'll shoot for next week. And then that will be how many weeks? Then I'll have 12 weeks to go?
No, I just said 20.
Oh, 20, right. So I'll have 18 weeks at that point. Plenty of time.
Right.
But you've been running.
I have. So with my, it's probably a good thing to talk about the May reset and that. So I wrote a blog about that. I mentioned it on the last episode, and the food part, we'll get back to that in a second. All the other stuff, though, I've been doing pretty well overall.
Good.
So getting the meditation in, reaching out to people, getting the runs in.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel really good about like those things, and I've had to do it with some adversity. And, you know, this last week of work was insane.
Yeah.
So from last Sunday through pretty much Friday, yesterday, it was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of hours to work, super, super early mornings.
Right.
Not a lot of sleep. It was just a temporary thing. Right. But it threw me off. And, you know, I felt bad because I was like really trying to concentrate on improving some things.
Right.
And then this happens, and then I become somebody who I just don't want to be. Right. Like, so food always caves when I get to these things.
Right.
Because it's just comfort. Right.
Yeah. It's your comfort area.
I normally work alone. There was somebody with me.
Ugh. And he invading your space.
And he's the nicest guy, Tim. And this poor guy took the brunt of like my like rage.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain, Tim.
But I mean, it was nothing directed at him,
right,
or at people, right?
It's
circumstances. It's being upset with myself for not being myself, mm-hmm, with wanting to just do the right thing, right? I put a lot of pressure on myself. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, the working through all the depression stuff and kind of, it's helped me put those things in context. Like, at least I understand why some of the stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I have techniques for every day that helps me overcome a lot quicker. But when it gets high pressure like that, I don't. And I really let the food part go for just too many days. So I have to get that back under control immediately.
Okay.
Because I just don't like the way I feel.
Yeah.
And what was happening is like I do well and then something would go and then I would just cave.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
No.
So we gotta fix that part of it. Gotta fix it. The running though has been interesting because I haven't been able to get as much mileage in every time I ran, but I did something.
That's important.
I hear. Yeah. That's what you hear. I got in all the days that I'm supposed to. So when I run tomorrow, I'll have gotten my fifth day in again. So I like that. I mean, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
It, when I don't get my run in, it makes everything worse.
Yeah.
And today I did 10 miles over at the Waterfall Glen.
Okay.
Which I love to run that trail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for around here,
mm-hmm,
a lap is like, I don't know, like a 350 feet maybe of elevation, like nothing, right? But for around here, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But it's not that much to most, you know, people who have elevation, mm-hmm, near them. For me, that's great. And it's crushed stone.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier on the legs.
Mm.
And today was an easy 10 miler and it felt easy again. So
That's good.
I got new shoes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how are the shoes working out?
Shoes are phenomenal.
You said they're very light.
They are. They're the new non-paid endorsement.
Non-paid endorsement.
The New Balance 890 V7.
You've never had New Balance before,
have you?
Have you?
So I had the 890 V6.
Oh,
those are the ones that I loved the feel of.
Okay.
But where my but I got the black toenail from running
right,
in them.
Right.
Which are not pleasant.
No.
They're just, I don't like feet to begin with.
No.
Even my own.
No.
And well, so it's just bad.
No.
Just bad. These, though, for the redesign, I feel they're a little lighter.
Okay.
They're a stretchier material.
Okay.
I don't know, like, the way that they're cut are much, much different. Like, it's almost, I've never liked this type of shoe before. Okay. Like a boot cut or booty. It almost, like, fits, like, snug, right?
Okay.
And I've never liked those. And the reason is I feel constricted in them.
Oh, yeah, and you're claustrophobic.
I don't like that, right? No. And this one, though, the toe box is bigger. So it's like they made the toe box bigger but made the fit better. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. The toe box.
That's what it is.
The front of the shoe?
Yes. They call it the toe box.
Okay. You know better than I would. I don't know. It's the front of the shoe to
Look,
me.
Look, I'm trying to be not nerdy about my shoes.
Keep trying.
Look, when you... All right. So when you're a runner...
Yeah.
And you go to buy new shoes...
Yeah.
It's almost like a religious experience when you find the right one. It's like the heavens open, the angels sing, and light glows around the shoe.
You know what? I can relate because I'm trying to find a new nail salon.
And you feel that's what's going to happen?
And I'm waiting for that moment. Unfortunately, that did not happen today. And I literally want to go tomorrow get my nails done because I hate how they look right now. But I'm not going to do it.
Go do it.
It's a waste of money. It's fine. They're not that horrible.
It's Mother's Day. You can waste money.
No. I'd rather go buy something from Michael's or something like that. But I feel you. Like when I walk into that new nail salon and I find my girl or boy, who knows, you know, no. Either way, the heavens will open up and I'll, you know, it'll be like a religious, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
You don't see the correlation.
No, but thanks for taking away from my experience. Appreciate it.
Well, I am glad the shoes, well, you needed new shoes. I mean, after training for the marathon, you needed new shoes. So I know breaking in a new pair is always, can be difficult.
Yeah.
You've bought shoes and they feel great in the store, right? And you do your running and all that stuff in the store and they feel great. And then you go out on the trail and stuff and then you don't, like, they don't feel comfortable anymore. You've had that happen before.
Yeah, but it's been a while since that. I mean, yeah. The only one that I would say that is the case with has been the Gore-Tex Ghost ones that I used in the trail race.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that, we ended up having to wash those. So I'm not sure if that kind of did it.
Right.
Or not, right? So I'll use those in the winter for other things, but not for running more than likely. They don't do well for that. But the New Balance 890 V7s, though, completely redesigned and just fit me perfectly. So if these do well for, you know, the next 6 weeks or so, they're probably the type of shoe that I will buy a few pairs of in order to kind of make sure that...
You have them for the future?
For the future, yeah.
But what if the V8 is better?
You know, of course the V8 commercial just came into my head.
Because I'm sure there will be a V8, right?
There will be. But the whole point of it is sometimes when these shoes redesign, the redesign doesn't work. Well, okay. Not just for me, but for everybody. This happens to everyone, right? Yeah. So... When you are into this and you find one you like, you buy a few to make sure that you've got them. That doesn't mean you don't try others because I need to find another one anyway because you need to rotate shoes.
You need, like, so not just like the shoe, but different types of shoes, different brands rather or versions.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, but
okay.
I would prefer to, yes, because I think that they're slightly different and, you know, this is just me, right?
Yeah.
I feel differently when I wear different shoes when I run. Like different muscles get worked.
Oh.
And I would prefer to kind of rotate those a little bit.
Interesting.
So I really want to keep looking for others. You know, I tried on, I don't know, 10 or 12 pairs that day.
Yeah, because I wasn't there. So you had like all the time in the world to do so. Like there's no one, you didn't have Michaela, you know, fretting, trying to get out of the store.
Actually, she likes going there. They have toys.
They have toys. They do have toys.
But they were super patient, as always. Again, unpaid endorsement.
Unpaid.
Naperville Running Company. I really think they do a good job. And mm-hmm. I will, you know, it's not that I wouldn't buy shoes online.
Yeah.
I do like going in there, though. And then they do the gate.
Now that you know your version, the shoe that you like, can you go online and buy them?
If I could find them for less, yes. But I don't, when I first look, because they're brand new.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's like the same price. And I get a, you know, you sign up for their thing, you get a little discount, right?
You get discount.
And they weren't that bad.
They weren't. I remember saying.
But I also want to, I still need to find the right trail shoe.
Yeah.
That's still something I need to do. And that's not, so far, I don't really feel that's in their wheelhouse over at Naperville Running Company. And I kind of get it, but I'm a little disappointed that they don't have a few more.
Yeah.
Although I did see the street version, you know, of Hoka's in there now and stuff. Maybe they'll do some Ultras and different, you know, Solomon's and stuff to get out there.
For the 50K, do you need trail shoes for that?
No, these will work. It's the 50K, the Badger Trail races. Man, lots of unpaid endorsements today.
We're just all over this. We're insane. Just trying to get one.
No.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
I'm just kidding.
But the Badger Trail races are on crushed gravel.
Okay.
And it's rail trail, so it's pretty flat.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't anticipate needing anything but these. So
Got it.
Yeah. So that the running today was phenomenal. I felt really good. My last mile, I just wanted to see like, hey, could I make it my last mile, my fastest? And I was able to.
Cool.
Wore my vest just for practice.
Just to have it.
The Ultimate Direction vest.
Yeah, I saw it come up. I made an appearance.
Yeah. So
your Father's Day gift last year. Right? Yeah, Father's Day.
Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. No, Christmas.
No, I don't remember. It must have been Father's Day.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I can't remember anymore either.
That's okay.
We'll ask Rob. He'll know.
Rob would know.
He gave me all the help to figure it out.
Well, in a big...
Hey, Rob, I'm going to need another Father's Day gift idea if you got one.
Yeah.
Actually, it was my idea. He just helped me figure out what to buy you. So...
That sounds like something he would help with.
He was very helpful. Very helpful.
Well, and shout out to Rob for running marathons back-to-back weekends.
Again. He's crazy.
And he's wanted to sub 4-hour Pittsburgh, and he finally got that, too.
That's awesome. So. That's what he wanted you to come out, right? And do run it with you?
Yeah, like last minute.
Yeah.
Rob contacts me. Like
it was like Thursday or something.
It was. Hey, I'm not in marathon shape. I probably could run, walk one right now.
Right, yeah. But you wouldn't have been the sub 4-hour that he wanted, so.
Well, no, he didn't want me to do that. He just wanted me to be out there.
Okay.
I think Rob would like everybody to run every race. And I don't blame him. I get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that was good because I was starting to get a little nervous. Like I wasn't feeling the mojo with the running. And today I felt like I was back in the groove and I listened to my favorite long run podcast, of course, when, you know, because the Gomers aren't around to do that for me anymore. not often enough. But I listened to 10 Junk Miles and he had an interview with a woman named Heather Moore. So Scott did that and she was an ultra runner, nurse, mom, got Lyme disease.
Okay.
And didn't, you know, I think the beginning of Lyme disease, like most people just don't know.
Right. Yeah. You just feel like you're sick. You don't realize what it is.
Yeah. And so, you know, she got really down and made it hard to run. And she's back to doing some running. And, you know, she did a lot of, you know, does a lot of hiking and stuff. But she never left the community of runners. It's a really good interview.
Awesome.
And then they talked about friends that they've lost that were young, like in their 20s over the last year. And there might be a tear or two on the trail out at Waterfall Glen. I'm not going to lie.
Understandable.
But for some reason though, it kind of fueled the run for me.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole story.
Well, you've been running near work and you said that you've had like some animals helping you with your runs at work. So did you miss them today at Waterfall Glen?
I did. Well, all right. So running around that area, it was forest not that long ago. It's still surrounded by a lot of forest. So yeah. There's wildlife. So I've got some deer visit. Several coyotes like to come and play. A cat.
You sent me a picture of the cat. That was just so one. Cute. It was so
There's
cute.
Been many cats.
Yeah.
A dog also.
Nice.
So the dog has come out around a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And a friendly but skittish dog just kind of wants to run near. But like if I go to like stop or, you know, like look at the dog kind of scampers away. And it has a problem that we can't talk about on air.
But he's happy.
I think it's a she, but I'm not positive. But it's a happy dog, despite something flapping on the outside that shouldn't. And then, so I went for a different route the other day.
Yeah.
And I went down a street that I would probably say isn't the safest neighborhood in the world.
Yeah.
And, but they were very friendly, you know, the people, but it was like watching episodes of like the old shows, like some like people be sitting out on the porch and stuff. Like there may or may not be illegal activities going on.
It's all good. But they waved.
They waved. They were very friendly. That was great.
I'm like, do we need to call an ambulance on this guy?
Right.
Is he okay?
I don't think they see a lot of runners, at least not with a cop car chasing in that area. But the part of that that was the best, of course, is, you know, so I kind of, you switch sides of the street, right? You run against traffic. I cannot stress this enough. You run against traffic.
Right.
And I'm, you know, when I looped back and I was on that other side and I go to make a turn, there's a big, you know, like there's electrical wires and a tree and then like a lower tree.
Okay.
And I heard some birds and, you know, you hear birds a lot.
Yeah.
There's tons of hawks in the area.
Okay.
Lots of different wildlife.
Okay.
Every species of bird, right?
Oh, what about those like black, the one?
Yeah, so that would be what was in that tree. So I did get dive bombed.
What are those called?
Red-winged blackbirds.
There you go. That was from our when we were in Seattle. You got dive.
No, that was different. That was a crow.
Oh, the crows attacked.
That was a group of crows is called a murder, and I now know why. So
that was in Seattle when you got dive bombed by the crows.
Yes, I don't like birds either that much.
Where were you dive bombed,
Jen? I like your bird.
Yes,
it's mostly in a cage, so
it's all good. So where were we? Where you got attacked by the red winged blackbird or whatever?
No, that was when I was in. That's when I was in Highland Park.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You're running out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So the red-winged blackbirds, or as I like to call them, devil birds, do not like when you get too close to them, apparently.
Yeah.
And so they did some dive bombing.
Now, were the guys sitting on the porch, were they laughing at you at this point?
So by this point, I was coming around a corner.
Okay.
I was kind of far away from them at
Okay, good. So they couldn't point. See. They couldn't see anything.
No, they probably would have thought it was funny, though. I mean, it probably did look funny. Right. I'm swatting at things, and they just kind of come down at you. And, you know, luckily I have a hat on, so if it pecks, it's usually on the hat.
Yeah, but it's a trucker hat, so they can just get through. I mean, it's mesh.
It is.
You should start wearing a helmet. Wear your bike helmet out there. Yeah. We get you a catcher's helmet, so you're like totally.
Well, if people think that running is crazy, running with a helmet.
Not so much.
That's a little really more. Probably a little over the top.
All right. If you say so. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to protect you here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, a lot of crazy things happen in life, right?
And they seem to a lot happen to you while you're running.
I think if I was more of I'm not an anti-animal person, right?
Right.
But I'm also not like, hey, give me all the animals, right?
No.
So I think that animals sense that, and some of them want to be my friend even more, right? And then other ones are like, hey, let's screw with them. But at least the dog didn't attack me.
No.
Right?
Right. And the coyotes haven't attacked you yet.
No, they did circle for a while. No, I'm just...
Circle the trailer? Like, are they trying to get into the trailer? Because maybe. Then we have to worry about...
The coyotes...
What's
I
that
mean,
show?
When Animals Attack?
No, not that one. No. Oh, Zoo. The one show, Zoo, that we watched. That was the summer one where the animals got smart and started attacking the people.
Like, yeah, that was like a James Patterson book,
yeah,
right?
James
that
Patterson.
Got adapted, yeah.
Yeah. We have to start worrying about that with you in the trailer.
Yeah. So it's been an adventure, but I didn't complain.
No.
And
it makes for great podcasting.
Sure. Something's got to. Oh, man. So speaking of crazy, tonight we watched Free Solo.
Yes,
which
we did.
I've wanted to watch for a long time.
Yes, and I wanted to watch as well just because I had heard that it was like really good. And so I was nervous, though. Like my heart was pounding during the entire movie because I was afraid that he was going to die.
Well, our friend John Harris over at Endurance for Everyone, yes. He posted about this a while, mm-hmm. while ago. That might have been one of the things that you saw. So.
Right.
Why don't you give a summary of why your heart was beating? Because not everybody's going to know what the movie
is. So it's about, what's his name?
Alex. Hanold.
And he's a rock climber, but he's a free solo. So like he rock climbs, but without ropes. So he's crazy in that respect. Like he doesn't have, well, he does sometimes with ropes and
right.
The thingies that you put in the rocks to make sure you don't fall down and stuff. But
those are it's the technical term.
It is the technical term. But he's most like known for like doing all these crazy solo climbs without any type of harness or, you know, safety.
Parachute. No,
nothing.
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 Right.
So he had this dream of doing El Capitan, right?
Yep.
Over in Yellowstone. And for years he would go out there and trace his specs to see what hand movements he would use, where would he put his feet. Like he was going through like in his mind, like he has a journal where he writes every single step that he does to make sure that he doesn't just plummet to his death. So he's just going through this and you see him and like there's like a couple moves that he kept on trying to do and he would fall, but he was harnessed in at that point. And so when he finally goes out to do this free solo climb, the first person ever to do it, it's just like it's nerve-wracking and it's being videotaped, so like all these people are watching him do this and like they could watch him plummet to his death too. And one of the cameramen's like, how are you watching this? I can't watch it. Like he had his cameras fixed on him and that was it. Like he would look every once in a while, but he had to look away because it was just too nerve-wracking.
So just because I know we will get corrections,
okay.
It's Yosemite, not Yellowstone.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Y, though.
It is, yes. But I knew it was Yosemite. I think I was looking at our vacation pictures. Maybe that's why I came up with Yellowstone. But yes, Yosemite.
Yeah. So watching this, I've never been so thankful that I'm fat with no upper body strength.
Because like he has to go through like this cavern where it's like a crack in the rock, the mountain. And it's like... so tiny. I mean, it must be like less than a foot wide that he's like basically putting his hands and feet in and his body through to climb this straight up. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah. And my complete lack of upper body strength makes me not crave to do that. Right.
I would not. I wouldn't. And he has a girlfriend and like she's just
now.
Like now.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, I don't know if they're together now.
Right. I guess we don't know that.
I
but they bought
Google
a house.
It.
Yeah. But like she's just like, I don't know why he wants to do this. And like they started dating like when he had this idea to do it. So she knew what she was getting into, right? Like you knew this person is a free climber. Like he climbs crazy stuff without harnesses.
They met at a book, like
right.
A book signing
exactly.
He was doing. So,
so
I mean, she knew exactly who he was.
So
obviously.
You can't get upset with him. Like yeah. It was like, she was kind of getting, she asked him like, oh, you know. Wouldn't like, you know, would us being married make you rethink doing some of this stuff? And he just said, no, it wouldn't. He's like, you know, if I die tomorrow, I die tomorrow. It's not a big deal. Like, to him, it's just like, death is death, you know? He doesn't want to die, but he also wants to climb this giant rock. So
yeah, just sheer granite. And it's amazing to me, like, what he sees is, like, a grip or, I mean, all these climbers, right? But right. In particular, we'll say Alex, because that's what we just watched, right? Mm-hmm. A hand grip or a toe hold. Like, we see it as sheer granite.
Yeah, there's nothing
And he sees
there.
A toe hold. So it's like, I asked you, like, what does standing on the ground have to feel like to this guy? Because, I mean, he's willing to just stand there, and then he gets through something that is super dangerous, right? Like,
yeah.
A super dangerous part, and he's still got a long way to go with yes. way more danger, right?
Yes.
And he's like, all right.
I
and he's
this.
Smiling,
yeah.
And I'm like, man, I mean, he looked like he was enjoying himself.
Right. And he did it so fast. Like, it's yeah. to me, it seemed like he, like, did, like, it was 3 hours, so much.
56 minutes,
yeah.
I think.
I mean, that's for as far as up he had to go, because he had to go up and then he had to go down a little bit to get around, like, something that was just sheer granite. And then go up again. I mean, it just, oh, it's great. Oh, and then I like the part of the movie, like, so people do climb this mountain all the time, right? They do that. They use, you know, the...
I think they say rock.
The rock. Yeah. They, like, use the grappling, and people, like, have slept out there. Like, they have the little tents that hang off. And so I thought it was funny when he was, like, going up, and he had to come down a little bit and come to this ledge, and he came across, like, these... two people that were camping out on the side of the mountain. One's like dressed as a unicorn and stuff. And it was just like, he paid no attention to it. Like, you come across these people sleeping on the side of the mountain in a unicorn onesie. You don't, nothing? You just
well, he
keep
probably,
going?
I mean, I think, you know, cause I've read a book, right?
Yeah.
And I think that he said a few words to him, but then
yeah.
he just goes on,
right?
Right. Like, what are you going to do? Sit
yeah.
there and chat? I mean, he's got a mission.
Right.
He can't lose concentration.
Yeah.
Right. So, what's funny is I just remembered, as we're talking, out of the corner of my eye, we have a poster of a guy hanging off Half Dome.
Oh, yeah.
Rock climbing.
Yeah.
But it's a wine called The Climber. But yes, it's actually down here.
Yeah.
In the basement, which we also call the recording
Our
studio.
Recording studio. Yeah, but it was a really good movie. I very much, it was on Hulu. We watched it on Hulu. It was very good.
Yeah, right now it's on Hulu. So since that's how we get most of our Hulu, Netflix, and
Amazon,
and well, right now HBO.
Oh, HBO too, yeah.
So the Game of Thrones was like the other big, you know, yes. thing that we watched. And, you know, we're going to save that commentary. Maybe we'll do a Game of Thrones special when
it's all done.
So we don't have any spoilers. We could put it out there.
Yeah, because once it's done, if you don't, you get like a week, and then after that, it's fair game. It's fair game at that point. So
yeah, and I'm not live tweeting the Game of Thrones. So
I was reading some of the blogs where people are like live tweeting. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
I'm sure.
But yeah, Free Solo, it was pretty cool. I thought it was going to be about Han Solo, you know, when he was in Carbonite and, you know, you had to free him, but it's not.
It
everyone.
Is not.
It's not about Han Solo. It's not about Star Wars. They don't even reference it at all. Nothing. So just FYI.
Not one Wookiee joke
not
in the whole thing.
Not one Wookiee joke. May you rest in peace.
You know, the Game of Thrones thing just reminded me of the Starbucks cup controversy.
Oh, yeah.
That's been all over the news.
I know.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, did you see Amelia Clark was just like, proof, I don't drink Starbucks. She had like a Dunkin' Donuts cup or something like that nice. To prove that it wasn't hers.
Nice.
It was funny.
Well,
so someone lost their job. It's all good. We're all human.
It's the last year. How do they
know.
Lose their job?
True. It's done filming, so.
It's all done. Well, I'm really glad we watched Free Solo, though. I mean,
yeah.
it's inspiring. And, you know, what it really made me think about, and we talked about it a little bit, is there's got to be something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, I don't mean that. I just mean, like, there's got to, well, they even had the brain scan.
Right.
In
they
there,
did
right?
a brain scan of him to make sure, to see, like, if there's something, like, going on that makes him want to do this.
It reminded me of Sheldon. Big Bang Theory. I'm not crazy. My mom had me tested.
Right, exactly. And he was.
The part, though, that my point is that I think everybody who's so singular-minded like
yeah.
that and gets to the top of that type of endeavor,
yeah,
they've got to have something that's different about them.
Right.
I probably shouldn't use the word wrong.
Right.
But something that's vastly different
yeah.
than most of us, right?
Yeah.
Either fear just doesn't trigger, panic doesn't trigger.
He has none of that. Like, he started up the mountain one time and he got to one point and he stopped because he felt like he cheated, he felt like he used a hold or something that was there and he just wasn't feeling it, so he like knew right. that it was like, you know what, I'm done, I'm not gonna do it. And because he was saying that he likes to do these solo climbs when nobody knows, and here he has all these cameras, so I think he kind of had to get into his head that they're there but they're not there.
Right. So what he meant by that, when people climb, you know, they'll put like bolts in,
right,
and stuff.
Exactly.
And when you free solo, you can't use any man-made stuff.
Right.
Right. So you've got to just use the rock. It's mm-hmm. you and the rock and chalk.
Yeah, pretty much. Know?
And so you're not utilizing any support
mm-hmm.
that somebody's put up there.
Right.
Which is, I mean, just crazy.
Crazy.
It's so amazing. So highly recommend watching it, though.
I
thought it was really fascinating.
I did too.
It was an hour and 40 minutes, but
yeah.
it didn't seem like it was that long
no.
to me.
Michaela enjoyed watching it, too. She said that she wanted, before she realized how high up he was, she's like, oh, I want to do that. And then they, like, panned out, and, like, she saw, like, how high up. He's like, oh, he's going to get hurt. Like, she got all worried for him and stuff, but she was all in it for a while there.
Right. Well, the kids love
rock climbing. Yeah.
Daniel and Lily, they love rock climbing mm-hmm. indoors.
Yes.
Well supported. On a harness.
Yep.
an electric, whatever engine
yeah.
at the top of those things,
exactly.
however it works. And I think it's amazing. Claire, our niece, loves it too.
She loves it too.
We love watching them do it too because they're so determined and they have to problem solve. And
last time we went, last time I took the kids, Daniel and Lily tried to do like the bouldering.
Yeah.
And Daniel got a little further than Lily and stuff, but it was this, it's, you know, they're used to where going straight up and stuff and like something's, it's not helping you, but you have a little bit of a pull, not for Daniel, but for Lily because she's so tiny. But with the bouldering, I mean, you know, nothing's there and
right.
you just have to use all strength to get yourself up and outwards and stuff like that. So it was pretty interesting. So
yeah, so something different for us.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying one time.
I would like to do it. I tried the once
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't great. I got, I don't know, maybe halfway up or something.
Yeah.
I mean, on a super easy climb.
Yeah,
but I need to lose weight and get more upper body strength. So
yeah, I've never tried.
I think it would be a lot of fun to do it again
for sure
someday.
Yeah,
someday soon.
Someday.
So, but that's really all I had planned for the show. So
yeah, it feels like a short one for us.
What, believe it or not, we're 42 minutes in.
Oh, people are like, all right, stop babbling.
Right.
We're done.
Well, they say that, well, most people have unsubscribed.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that believe that. So, but I don't think we have any new ratings or reviews the last time I looked.
Okay.
But they are super helpful. But considering the size of are very loyal but very small
yes
audience, we have a lot of ratings and reviews.
We do,
like, considering,
which we appreciate.
Good ratio, so super appreciate it. But if you can get onto the Apple Podcasts and do that, it'd be awesome. All right, should we wrap it up?
That's it.
All right, thank you for listening to episode 72 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on, what is this? I tell you, there's pop-ups all day now. Like, I got a new security like thing, and now there's pop-ups on my computer constantly.
I see.
I gotta fix that. What was I saying? Social media.
Social media.
Oh yeah, Fat Man Stories on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The rest of them, I barely understand these, so we're not on them. You can go to fatmanchronicles.com and check out the blogs. Still staying. Streak is intact every week. We want to thank our patrons, as always, Amy, John, Christine, Rob, Linda, Julie. We appreciate you guys. And if it wasn't for you, this would be a much more expensive hobby. So we appreciate that you've contributed to it. And go subscribe on your podcast. What do you call that? Like aggregator or player.
There you go.
Of choice. And get some swag. FatManChronicles.com/shop. And that'll do it. Everyone, get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really